Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Looking forward to Thanksgiving. Buffalo Bills playing on Thanksgiving for the first time since, what did we say, 1994?
Yeah, 25 years.
An annual event in Dallas. We're going to talk now to ESPN NFL Nation. Dallas Cowboys reporter Todd Archer joins us. Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Todd, it must be fun covering a team where you're on always something happening with the Dallas Cowboys. Let's start with Jerry Jones and his comments on the coach. I mean, if Dallas lost to Buffalo tomorrow, is it possible you could have a coaching change as soon as right after the game, Todd?
You know, I've been covering this team since 2003. And you never say never with Jerry. But that would surprise me, just because that's not. Excuse me, I've got a cough. Sorry, guys, got me a bit cold here.
No, no problem.
That would surprise me if that were to happen, because just ride it out for another four games and then make the change.
What about this? The comments made today. I mean, basically deflecting the question about negotiating a Dak Prescott contract and making it really all about getting wins now. He's completely dialed in right now, and that coaching staff in his crosshairs, trying to get a win out of this team and wanting to finish nothing short of first place and winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's kind of Jerry's MO here. Like, he still thinks that this team can do something, even if they've not beaten a team with a winning record. And it's, you know, this is one of their last opportunities to do it here on Thursday. But, you know, they've not met his expectations. They've not met their own expectations. They've not met anybody's expectations. But they can still get hot and kind of ride the momentum, but it has to start now or it's never going to happen.
We're talking to Todd Archer, ESPN reporter covering the Dallas Cowboys, our guest in the sports bar. Todd, before we came on, we're talking about Dak Prescott on the Bills' schedule. Prescott, by far and away, the best quarterback they have faced this year, and I'm including Tom Brady in that group just because Brady in 2019 isn't doing what Prescott's doing in 2019. Tell us, what will happen with the Prescott negotiations here? Is this heading to a tag, do you think? Or do you think Jerry, in the end, will write a huge check?
I think both. I think it heads to the tag next March, and then Jerry writes the huge check. And it's funny, like, people want to say, like, Jerry waited too long, you should have signed him. Well, let's say Jerry gave him a deal that made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, $35, $36 million a year, whatever that is. If he did that last spring or in training camp, everybody would have said, oh, my God, the Cowboys overpaid. I can't believe that they did something like this. So they got up to, you know, right around what Wentz and Goff are making in this offer, and Dak chose to wait and bet on himself, and he's clearly going to cash in. But he is not leaving this team. He is going to be a Cowboy. He'll be out, you know, they'll put the tag on him if they don't have a deal by next March, and then ultimately they'll work something out. Because one thing Jerry told us during Ezekiel Elliott negotiations was, when have I never gotten a deal done? And that's true. They've never not kept a guy that they truly wanted to keep or get a guy they truly wanted to get. So this will fall down that road. I don't think there's going to be any acrimony, but it's something to keep our eyes on once we get to the offseason, is if there is a franchise tag, does Dak sign it right away? Does he show up for the offseason program? Those are steps down the road, but ultimately – he'll be the Cowboys quarterback in 2020 and beyond, far beyond.
Todd, you've got what I consider to be the best offensive line in the NFL. Talk about the guys that are protecting that investment in Dak Prescott, that future investment in Dak Prescott. How has the offensive line been playing this season for the Cowboys?
The protection has been fine. You know, he was sacked 56 times last year, and it's much improved this year. And part of it is because he has better weapons, he can get the ball out faster, and he's seeing things quicker. The run game's only been okay, and when you've made a $90 million investment into Ezekiel Elliott, things better be better than what they've been in the run game. So there's some improvement that needs to happen from the guys up front in the scheme that they're running, and the inventiveness, or if that's the right word, of how they're trying to run the ball. But, you know, he ran the ball fairly well against New England last week after only having 92 yards combined in his previous two games. But the offensive line, you know, they've been banged up. Tyron Smith has been hurt a little bit. Zach Martin has three different injuries, a back, an ankle, and an elbow. Lael Collins, their right tackle, he's been dealing with a sprained MCL. Connor Williams returned after missing one game from knee surgery. So there are some issues up front health-wise that may have played a part in this. But they think that last week's game was kind of more like them in terms of running the ball, and they think that they hope or they need to do that even better on Thursday.
Todd, as you know, Cooper was held without a catch in New England. That'll happen when you're going up against Stephon Gilmore. Has there been talk in Dallas about getting Cooper a more concerted effort to get him targets this week? And if that's true, and I think that plays in the Bills' hands because Trey White is there. And while the Bills are the other side, maybe not so strong. So would you see perhaps the second and third receivers here for Dallas being Cobb and Gallup being a big matchup problem for Buffalo in this game?
You know, with Amari Cooper, he's like the anti-diva receiver, and I've been around some here covering this team, Dez Bryant, CO and things, so when those guys have only been targeted twice in the game, you'd hear about it during the game, and the quarterback would hear about it during the game. But with Amari Cooper, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, look, it's just the way the game unfolded, how things went. So you go back, it's really two games now, because Darius Slay kind of held him in check. He had had three catches against Detroit. But against Detroit, Prescott threw 444 yards. And it was because of those other guys, Michael Gallup, Randall Cobb, making big plays down the field. So the Cowboys have faith and confidence in those other guys besides Cooper. But there's another element to this thing that might impact Thursday, or maybe it's just kind of a, as former Bills coach Wade Phillips used to tell us when he was here, maybe it's just a baseball stat. But at home, Amari Cooper is a completely different receiver. In six road games, 17 catches, just two touchdowns. In five row home games, 36 catches, five touchdowns, three straight games with 100 yards receiving. So maybe the fact that it's a home game, that should tell us that Amari Cooper will have a big day, maybe regardless of who's covering.
Todd, what on the Cowboys' defense could pose a potential matchup to exploit for the Bills' offense? I see a lot of talent on that side of the ball for Dallas. I know that Van Der Esch probably, he's not going, right? I mean, he's injured. We don't even know if he's coming back this season, right? So Van Der Esch being out probably plays a little bit into the Bills' favor. You still got a lot of talent on that side of the ball. Are there matchups that can be exploited by Brian Daboll and the Bills' offense against Dallas on Thursday?
They have a good front four. Robert Quinn is almost 10 sacks, and he's missed the first two games. Michael Bennett's been a good addition, and DeMarcus Lawrence has had moments, although not as many as he's had the last 2 years that earned him his big deal. The linebackers have not been the same this year, even before Van Der Esch got hurt. You know, Jalen Smith has not played as well as he did a year ago. But really, the biggest issue is the secondary and almost an entire defense. They just don't take the ball away, and they're on pace for six interceptions this year, would be a franchise low. They just don't take the ball away. Byron Jones can make plays, can break them up, but he doesn't intercept the pass. Chido Awuzie, their second-round pick from a few years ago, he's solid, but at times he can be had. And Jordan Lewis will probably be on our friend Cole Beasley here this week. He's a good player. He's the one guy that actually has some ball skills that can do some things. So I think when you look at that Cowboys secondary, it might not match up great with what the Bills want to do offensively, but they're a unit that is kind of been, I don't want to say exposed, but certainly not made enough plays in the back end to help the front four.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Beasley. It's the Cole Beasley revenge game here, Todd. We were joking before you came on the air. I mean, I could only imagine Jerry Jones going into the defensive coaches meeting and say, do not let Beasley get over on us. What led to Cole Beasley landing in Buffalo? Did the Cowboys kind of underestimate his market value? Did they really want him back? Bring us back to last March and how Beasley left Dallas.
Yeah, they wanted him back, but clearly it was going to be at their price and not what Buffalo was willing to pay and guarantee him immediately. And he was really good here, but I think he just got frustrated and beaten down at the end that he was labeled a slot guy. And, look, that's what he is. I don't know why that's such a bad thing. But I think he was frustrated that he wasn't able to run more routes and have opportunities to make more plays. But, you know, the Cowboys go out and get Randall Cobb. He's having a really good season for these guys. The last three games, he might have been their most consistent receiver. So it was probably best for Cole at the end just to start fresh somewhere else. And it was probably best for the Cowboys that Cole chose to go somewhere else and get a fresh start, because after 7 years, you know, it just kind of happened. Cole's a good dude. He likes it. He liked it here well enough. It was home. But I don't think he was ever really attached to the Cowboys star. And I can stay here for the rest of my life and make money off being Cole Beasley even well after I'm done. I think he was just more looking for the opportunity, and Buffalo has given him that he probably wasn't going to get here.
We're allowed to look ahead at the schedule. The players will never admit to it. The coaches will never admit to it. But when I look at the schedule, I see that Philadelphia has the easiest strength of schedule for the rest of the way. Dallas isn't that difficult either. But that Week 16 game, it feels to me like that will be the game for the division. Do you see it the same way? I mean, Dallas handled Philadelphia the first time that these two teams met, and Philadelphia certainly isn't playing their best football right now. But when it comes to somebody has to win the NFC East, could it be the Eagles over the Cowboys, or do you think the Cowboys will handle their business come Week 16?
You know, usually with Jason Garrett in his era, he's waited for those Week 17 NFC East games to kind of decide the division. But this year, you're right, it's going to be in Week 16 against the Eagles. And you almost already have to pencil the Eagles in for 9 wins, because 4 of those 5 games are against the Giants, Dolphins, and Redskins.
Yep.
You know, the Cowboys have a little bit more challenging schedule. The Bills, the Rams, Chicago, and then the Redskins end the year wrapped around that Eagles game. So a little bit more difficult. In the Garrett era, generally speaking, now they've not got past the division around, so that's why I'm saying generally speaking, they've kind of answered the call when everybody thought they were done. And that's almost what this week has been like. Everybody thinks they're done, that they kind of answer it. Last year, they started a little bit earlier. It was after the Cooper trade. They ended up winning 7 of their last 8 games. So there's definitely the talent here to win this division. And not just because Philadelphia has given it up and has seemingly more problems than the Cowboys do. But that Week 16 game, if it's not been flexed already, I'd imagine it will be flexed into the night game, because that will be the last game that for both teams to show that they can get to 10 wins potentially and be something of a factor in the playoffs.
Todd Archer, ESPN NFL Nation, covers the Dallas Cowboys, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Todd, if I'm looking for reasons why Buffalo might pull this off, I looked at special teams. What happened in New England for Dallas? Was that a bad day at the office, so to speak, or is that a real concern for the Cowboys, their special teams right now?
Yeah, it's a real concern, no question about that. And it's not just a last week issue. It's been a season-long issue. And since week 4, I think the Cowboys are the lowest rated in terms of the efficiency rating when you factor in all the stats. Their field goal kicker, Brett Maher, has missed as many kicks through 11 games that he missed all of last season. Their return game, they really don't get anything out of it, and they kind of struggled and won't have this issue this week. Struggled to realize, hey, when they kick it off into the wind, it's not going to get to the end zone. They struggled with that concept, which was mind-blowing. And then the coverage teams have been, frankly, just poor. So this is that's a big advantage for Buffalo coming into this game, when you factor in what the Cowboys are and where their confidence level can be in a special teams, because it's really the last couple, 3 weeks has been kind of exposed more than it had been. Brett Maher can make a 60-yard field goal. It's unbelievable. He can make a 60-yard field goal, but he'll struggle with a 35-yard field goal. It's the craziest thing that's happened this year with him.
Todd, you're gracious with your time to join us here on the day before Thanksgiving. We know how busy you're going to be for the rest of this week. We want to make sure our listeners know what you're working on for ESPN.com. What can we read up on prior to kickoff tomorrow?
Well, I got a story up there now on Dak Prescott's warm-up. Everybody has seen now this thing's gone viral, a little hip deal. There's actually a science behind it, why he does it, and it's basically to loosen up his midsection and his core to allow him to throw more freely and accurately and efficiently. So that's something you can go check out that's on the website right now.
Todd, is it true you're a fan of something here in Rochester, New York?
Well, I'm familiar with Zweigels.
Yeah, Zweigels, of course.
I'm familiar with that. One of my good friends here in Texas married a girl from Rochester, and they have introduced us to the greatness. So I've had it a couple times, and he actually brought home some frozen packages and brought them home for me and my family. So, yeah, there we go.
The Zweigels pop open hot over the grill. Yeah,
that's it. All right, so here's the deal. If we're still doing the same things 4 years from now, and the Cowboys, if they still keep the schedule the same 4 years from now, come up to Buffalo, we'll get you some Zweigels. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Well, in Buffalo, they would say Salins, though, right? I mean, you'd want Salins in Buffalo. We'll get you the Zweigels here from Rochester. That's the real deal. All right, we appreciate your time, Todd, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Todd Archer, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Dallas Cowboys, ESPN.com to read his work. Good with his time and joining us here on the Sports Bar.
So much drama surrounding this Cowboys.
Cowboys, man. Yes. It's great. We had this conversation last year at this time. We always have this conversation about the Cowboys. They don't want it any other way. It's Jerry. When have I not gotten a deal done? It's Jerry's world. Not just the stadium. It's his world. It's everything. It's him. It's all him.
To a fault. You look at the history of the Cowboys. He has hired some bozos. I think of Dave Campbell. Poor Wade Phillips. I love Wade as a defensive coordinator. He was overmatched, his head there.
He hired guys. The reason why Garrett's been there is, I mean, you just know this about Garrett, right? He's a yes guy. Yes, sir. Right? Like Bill Parcells is going to continue to say yes all those years? No. You're crazy. I can't keep doing this. I'm gone. Jimmy Johnson. Gone. All those guys. They have opinions. You can't have opinions around Jerry. It's Jerry's way or the highway. When have I not gotten a deal done? I love that guy. I love it. I love the swag. When have I not gotten a deal done? You're right. When have you not gotten a deal done? He will get a deal done. If they want Amari Cooper and Dak and Zeke and everybody, all the overpriced defensive guys, they will work it out. They will get the deal done.
They are the most underachieving team in the league right now. No question.
Sure.
And when I hear Jones giving comments already that his expectation is 2 or 3 touchdowns and Elliott jumping into the kettle, if I'm a Bills defender, I'm like, okay, yeah, you really don't know about us. Yes, those little words, they're extra source of motivation for this Bills team.
Let's get to Aldrich to that in the Sports Bar. We have some takes on tap, 454-ESPN, if you want to join us here in the Sports Bar. Oh, you know, guys, we got to take a moment here and really feel some sympathy for our friend Rob Gronkowski. Because Gronk wanted us to all know that playing with the Patriots, it was next to impossible to enjoy winning during the regular season. It's tough.
Sabres, they do play tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's this whole mess with Calgary, but the lines today.
I need to get
I know there's not a lot of talent on this team, but holy cow.
I need to get a sound drop of just somebody violently vomiting. That's how I feel looking at this lineup. Just
yeah, but to do this, I'll explain why this isn't smart, what Kruger's doing tonight. And also, I've got an old man Gen X alert.
Oh, boy. All right. Don't say Gen X is old men. I don't want to hear that right now.
When it comes... Yes, I'm going to have an NBA take, all right? Mm. And I think when you look at the schedule tonight, there's one game that should jump off the schedule. It's on ESPN at 9:30. And... maybe this old guy has to rethink his LeBron James.
All right. And listen, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. You know, I've got to give you my non-sports take today. I think you know where we're going with this. Criminally underrated side dish and elite desserts. We're talking that next. I mean, we're not going to do a draft. We won't do a full-blown Thanksgiving Day draft. But we have to have a discussion. Right. Spirited, lively debate. On the way next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.